Time to have a look at accessible technology today with RNIB Technology for Life team member Madeline Mann. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Simon.
And in the news has been a lot of talk about information security online, and in particular, Facebook has been in the firing line, hasn't it, recently?
Definitely. I mean, if you're anything like me, you love Facebook. I have not really been a fan of this kind of stuff, but I keep sharing where I am, what I do sometimes. And I like reading this of other people. And basically, Facebook has become one of the necessary things I check on a daily basis, sometimes more than once a day. And now people are tweeting and kind of blogging that it might be safer to leave Facebook because of its data breach. So we thought we'd do a little bit of a special chat on Facebook and is it really insecure or do we have to leave it and things like that.
So where would you like to start on this then? Because there has been a lot of chat, hasn't there?
There has been a lot of chat about it, whether to leave Facebook or not. And it's all about data breaches of some companies to influence some votes and whatsoever. But it's all about your settings and what you share with Facebook and what you don't at the end of the day. So you might notice that if you log on to certain stores or even if you go into your location settings, you're being asked, do you want to share this with Facebook or any other social media apps? And it's all about that, really. It's to do with what you want to change in your setting to protect your privacy at the end of the day.
And that's where I find it quite confusing. I had a notification came up on Facebook saying about the importance of keeping information safe and then recommended to go to my settings. But I didn't actually really know what to do with my settings, to be honest.
If you then click on the link, it basically shows you, do you want to share location settings with Facebook? Do you want to share other settings in other apps which might be able to allow you to log on with your Facebook account? And if you switch all this off, then Facebook has no way of dipping into your privacy and into your data. So that might be quite a good thing. So if you are quite scared about privacy and if you want to safeguard yourself in any way, just follow the link and follow your settings. Switch everything off, what's to do with location services or sharing things with Facebook. And in my view, using Facebook shouldn't be a scary thing.
As a visually impaired user of Facebook, I think sometimes we're perhaps more vulnerable with this.
There has been a tweet lately of Jonathan Mosen. Now, you might know Jonathan Mosen. He's a VI blogger, and he discusses leaving Facebook. And he feels quite strongly about Facebook sharing details and that it's the safest thing for him to leave Facebook. And at the end of the day, it's everyone's opinion, whether they think they are vulnerable when they stay with Facebook or whether they want to go. For me and for many other VI people, Facebook can be a good thing because it reunites you with people you have long since not heard of. It can give you recommendations about things you need doing, places you want to see, groups you want to kind of post in. So I guess it's a thing of what do you do on Facebook and how do you use it and how could it be beneficial to you to keep using Facebook or how could it be a threat? So it's everyone's decision, I guess, whether to stay or to leave Facebook at this time.
And I think sometimes it's a generational thing, isn't it? Because younger people are taking Facebook at face value and perhaps don't have any guile or even think about the risk of putting information up there. But once it's up there, it's there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And to be honest, I think if we believe that our data might be insecure right now, that our data is there already. So that is something that people should have considered before all this started. And it might be a generational thing. I mean, it's not advisable to share everything on Facebook that you don't want people to know. I use Facebook as a source of information. And if it's used the right way, there shouldn't be any harm in using Facebook. If you follow the guidelines to your settings on your smartphones or on your computers, just to kind of guard yourself with the privacy you just want to keep, then using Facebook isn't a threat.
And there's also a way of downloading the information that Facebook has on you, isn't there?
There are links you can follow to download everything what Facebook knows about you. So all your settings Facebook has about you, all your information Facebook has about you, there's a link you can follow if you wanted to do that. So that isn't a problem. They're quite open with the information they have about you. So you can go and check everything if you want to do so.
Right. Well, I'm sure people will have some concerns about this, or you might have some concerns about other aspects of accessible technology. The team is there on hand to advise and point you in the right direction. How do we get in touch, Marlene?
Yes, definitely. We see everything from the neutral aspect. So just give us a call if you want to have a chat about this, or if you're worried or about any other aspects of technology. Indeed, it's 0303 123 9999, or send us an email to tfl@rnib.org.uk.
Marlene Mann, always a pleasure to chat. Thank you very much.
Thank you.